from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Tara Seiler. San Francisco Sheriff Ross Mercurimi is scheduled to return to court this afternoon, this time to request the judge modify an order requiring him to stay away from his wife and child. Mercurimi has hired a new lawyer. He's facing three misdemeanor charges connected to a domestic abuse incident. Cal State East Bay is naming its interim president to the permanent job, even as the statewide system sets rules for how much new presidents are paid. Leroy Morishita will serve as the campus's fifth president. Morishita currently earns $276,000. It's unclear what his new salary will be. New rules approved by Cal State's trustees yesterday cap a new president's pay at $325,000. A new study shows that California has the nation's ninth highest homicide rate of African Americans. The report from the Violence Policy Center puts that rate four times higher than the national average. Co-author Josh Sugarman attributes that partly to guns being trafficked into California.
Also, California has a gang problem. That issue does turn up in the data that we've looked at.
The report examines recently released FBI figures from 2009. Nearly 550 African Americans were killed in California that year, mostly by gunfire. Juveniles convicted of sex crimes can be required to register as sex offenders for 25 years. That's the ruling of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Yesterday's decision upholds a 2006 federal law that removed juvenile confidentiality protections from offenders 14 years and older, ruling that the law does not violate their constitutional rights. I'm Tara Seiler. More news online at kqednews.org.